Hi, I'm Mike Palin.
And I'm Mary Palin.
And we'd like to welcome you to our podcast, which we call
Mondays with Mike and Mary.
You know, all weekend long, Mary and I think about our most recent R-Squared coaching sessions and select just for you some highlights.
Yeah, either a parade of techniques or an ask the experts that we think is going to help you in your business.
And these come from the smartest,
most generous,
and the best trained agents in North America. Just remember, because what happens on R-Squared stays on R-Squared. It's confidential.
So we don't use names.
Now, if you'd like to find out how R-Squared coaching could help you in your business, go to floydwickman.com and you'll find
the most affordable and the most effective coaching program on the planet. And now, here's
Mondays with Mike and Mary.
So how's this for a parade of techniques? We've got a student that is going to go out into the different neighborhoods in which she works and do a video. Talk to the people that own restaurants in that community, do a video, drive around, show values, and each neighborhood will have its own little video. This particular person works seasonal, right? Seasonal homes. But what a cool idea. Love it.
I do too. And I have a parade of techniques.
Well, I hope so.
How would you like to do a seller webinar and get really good attendance?
Okay.
That's the bugaboo about doing webinars, is getting people to actually show up for them and pay attention, right?
Recording it? Could you just send it to me?
Yeah, right. Well, you got to have a good topic. But how do you get the word out? I mean, there are services out there that say they will get you attendance, but can cost anywhere up to $15 to $50 per person to get them there.
Okay.
Well, one of our folks has figured out doing a home seller workshop using something called Instantly.ai.
Instantly.ai, okay.
To send out a mass email to generate attendance at his home seller workshop in a webinar.
Did it work?
I'll let you know.
Oh, I hope you do. That's awesome. All right, I haven't asked the experts too. We've got someone who's taken 5 listings and absolutely nothing is going on. Like no offers, nothing. So what do I do?
No showings?
No showings, nothing. There's
anybody even
it's dead.
Looking at it online?
Well, the market's slow in this neighborhood, in this area, in this, that's what she's saying. All right, so here's what we heard. One person said, let him go. You don't need to waste your time. Let him go. Relist him in the spring. Actually, 3 people suggested, you know, just wait till next year. Why have them on over the holidays? All right. And then there were these, create a visual. You know, you just said these two people are out of town. You've been dealing with them over the phone. You got the listing, did the pricing over the phone. You've asked for price reductions over the phone. Well, you don't have to just use the phone. So here's what one of our students did. She said, I had the same kind of thing going on where they're long distance sellers. I created a visual. I turned it into a PDF. I sent it to them, asked them to print it up. And then when we were together, I told them what to write. So they wrote right on the visual where I told them to write it. They took notes. So she said, you know, you've already just talked to all these people. Wait a week and then do that. The next person said, Zoom, you know, like you can get face to face and have a whiteboard or a flip chart easel or a piece of a notebook, but be able to write. And then let me see, target the spring market. That was another thought. January 3rd, come on strong, come on with a price reduction. And then here's this. Whoa. You're not letting any listings go. Are you kidding me? You know, sometimes when people want to let listings go, it's because they want to list with somebody else. And you got a contract until March, April. Don't you dare. Is the seller mad at you? Are any of your 5 sellers mad at you? No. Okay, well then lighten up for God's sake. You know, if you're doing what you're supposed to do, we know our marketing works, and your sellers are happy and don't mind waiting. Okay, let go. Let it go. Be flexible. Get some built-in price reductions when you list the next one. Then you don't have to go through this crap. And also explain the price and time pyramid, that we can wait and you'll get more eventually because the market will catch up to you. Anyway,
I can tell you what not to do.
Okay, what not to do?
Disappear.
Don't disappear.
Right. Keep in touch with them.
Yeah.
Send them data.
Yeah, that's
Here's
a great
what's
idea.
Actually happening in mm-hmm. the market so mm-hmm. they don't start freaking out. Yep. Oh, where did our listing agent go?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Well, did you ever get one of those? It's not really an Ask the Experts, I just want to vent.
Oh, yes.
It turns into an Ask the Experts. Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Well, this is the quote. I just want to leave the country and start a new life.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. It's discouragement time.
Yeah.
Bunch of fall-throughs, you know, the usual. And this time of year when the market is stagnating in some places.
In some places.
Okay, so I turned it into an Ask the Experts. What advice do you have for somebody who is so discouraged they want to leave the country and start a new life?
She whiz.
Let's hope they don't go to Russia. Here's the first thing that was said. Well, just do the bare minimum between now and the end of the year, whatever that means. Just have some conversations. Talk to your most raving fans, the people who really know you and love you and trust you and respect you. Take some time off. Look to find your joy. When is the best time of year you can find joy? Christmas! Comfort and joy. None Southern comfort and joy as well at Christmas time.
Oh, you are bad today.
Okay. So you've had some fall-throughs. Whose fault was it? Who's responsible for it? And are you able to forgive the people who messed up? What is it you always say? Not forgiving somebody is like taking poison and hoping they get sick. Yeah. How about taking some clients to lunch? That might be a nice way to get out of the doldrums. Here's another one. Watch Godfather Part 2. This is the business we have chosen, right?
Right?
Nobody's telling you when you have to get up and when you have to be at work and how much you can earn.
Yeah.
That's why we're independent contractors. We chose this lifestyle.
That's right.
You want to find your joy? Go down to Macy's and volunteer as an elf and work at Santa's workshop for a couple weeks and kids on the lap and what do you want for Christmas? That'll help you find some of your joy. But then there was something I've heard you do, and I really think this is smart. When you have a fall through, okay, did you plan for it in your business plan? Because if you did, they don't usually hurt as much because, okay, we knew this was coming. But remember that aha system Floyd taught us.
Oh, yeah.
You know? What actually happened? Write that down. What happened? And then, is this life-threatening or something else?
Major or minor.
Right. And what percent are you responsible for making this happen?
It's never zero, and it's never 100.
Yeah. Either one of those answers requires
Wrong.
A different kind of therapy.
Wrong.
But the next two steps are the ones that are most important. What did you learn from it? And what can you put in place to prevent it from happening again? Because until we learn from things that disappoint us, from setbacks, failures, heartaches, until you grab that nugget, and putting something in place to prevent it from happening again is really good therapy. Until you do, it's really hard to let it go and go on. That's why Floyd says, learn from it, then let it go and go on. So we got it pretty good in this country. And if you're an independent contractor, you've got it pretty good. So let's not look that gift horse in the mouth. Let's celebrate the season and do what you can.
Well, surprise.
What?
I have a second Ask the Experts.
Oh, it's time for a gift.
Yeah, it's just bonus. A little bonus gift, but it's pretty short. So here's what happened. I got a closing scheduled for 2 hours from now. 10 minutes before the close. No, 10. Oh, I don't know if I said this right. 10 minutes ago, the agent who's from my company asked me to cut my commission. I said, that was not what he said. That was not the response.
Okay. Is there some hardship here I'm not aware of?
Well, right. That was my response. Yeah. Like, is this a Floyd Wickman thing? And yeah. This is a test to see if I know my dialogue. But here, he handled it perfectly. He said no.
Good.
But then he came to his call and he said, I feel like, did I do that right? Should I have? I mean, was that the right thing to do? I mean, golly. And every single person said, yeah, that was the right thing. What are you talking about? 10 minutes ago, the day of the closing, they asked you to cut your commission. That's just wrong.
The other agent asked?
Yeah, the other agent asked him to take less. Unbelievable. Wow. Anyway, I just wanted to throw this in, and you kind of triggered this, because when we all got done saying, you did it right, you were right, it's okay, you're justified, you know, he doesn't want to damage a relationship, you know, whatever. Anyway.
A relationship with a looney tune?
Okay.
Come on.
Okay. But here's the last thing that was said. Now, forgive him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you could carry that around. You could resent. You could walk around with that, blinding you to all the good things that are happening in your life. So let it go and move on, just like you just said. But that begins with forgiving that other person. We have the opportunity to do that once in a while in this business.
Yes, we do. See you soon.